He had seen the way to escape from the celestial sphere. In sight, he was contracted like the pupil of the eye. Men regarded him as small, like the pupil. None attained to the greatness of the pupil.
Yeah. Let's talk about something great. He said, the smallest thing in you is the pupil. Right? But to us, that's the most important thing. How you look at this universe. These two little points in here are the biggest part of you. This is how we look at everything and we'll see it upside down. Because there are a lot of people, they look at this and say, this is small. Like they look at the prophet and say, another human being. Okay, a genius one. Okay, a clever one. They don't know that this guy is not a man. Is a vision. This is visionary. So he's bringing you the point of view. When we say point of view, okay, we said point looked small to you. This point is really the point. So it's not small. Yeah.
How the beasts objected to the proposal of the hare. The company said to him, O donkey, listen, keep thyself within the measure of a hare.
Yes.
A, what brag is this, which thy betters never brought into their minds? Thou art self-conceited, or destiny is pursuing us, else how is this speech suitable to one like thee?
Yeah. Small paragraph. Enormous stuff there. First of all, they said, listen, you donkey. You know how it sounds in Persian? The guy is khargush, right? Mm-hmm. They said, hey, khargush dar. Khargush. Means you ass, listen. Because he is the big ear, right? So they call him, they actually analyzed him. This khargush, if you take it apart, you would have a donkey and an ear. And you could say, oh, you donkey, listen. That's how he put it, right at the beginning. Measure yourself with the size of the rabbit. That's how it sounds poetically. You say, Om guftandash ke ey khar. گوش دار خیش را اندازه خرگوش دار. When خر and گوش are connected is rabbit. When are disconnected will be donkey and listen. این چه لاف است؟ این که از تو بهتران در نیاوردن اندر خاطران. This is the most important one. They look at the rabbit and say, who are you? We know the people better than you. They never realized this. Why did they say that? We know that nobody tried and they're all stupid animals. But they say, the rabbit cannot do it. Why? Exactly. They are the guys who believe in the power of the lion. So they think that a rabbit? Silly. Don't you think like that? Do you remember the first time somebody told you about the outcome of a simple prayer? You think, simple prayer? I say something, something else. Come on, give me a break. Yes, with some power, some money, some situation, I could do something, but just by a prayer. Wait a minute. It depends, because when you believe in that potential power of the lion, yes, your situation is hopeless. But the rabbit knows better. They call him something which is the last verse. I don't know how to translate it even. Because first of all, you start with one word, which is a very lovely word for Arabs, not for your audience. but it's a label. Mu'jab. Mu'jab is, okay, self-concited. I don't get that. But mu'jab for me comes from ajab. Ajab is a strange. Mu'jab is someone who is doing the strange stuff, who is making the strange thing to happen. Ajab. That's wondering about it. You say, are you this? Or our negative fate is following us. Something bad is going to happen to us. You're doing it. They don't listen to the God. They look at the God. The God is small. And I say, either you are doing something bizarre, or we are doomed. If not, this doesn't match the dam and you little one. You know what is dam? Dam is breath. Is this? You see, this is not going well with the rabbit. Why? Because of the size. Dam, we know, is a quality. Size of the rabbit is quantity, but for simple logic of the brain, quantity counts, right? Because power, and bigger and bigger. The answer, listen to the answer. The rabbit will say,
how the hare again answered the beasts. He said, oh friends, God gave me inspiration. To a weakling, there came a strong judgment.
That's the point. The only word over there is ra'y, which is not judgment, has nothing to do with judgment. They will say, wait a minute, God gave me the inspiration. That's the word he uses. What is that inspiration? Is mar za'ifi ra qawi ra'y fata. This is too much. Because he's playing with the word, especially with ra'y. Ra'y normally now these days is vote. But ra'y is the vision, the way you see. Ru'yat is the word. Right? And say, the way you see the things has nothing to do with you being powerful. Okay, I'm weak, but I have a good vision. This is what ilham is all about. Not you being powerful, you being weak, but a good vision. That's what it is. Forget about the power. This is what he explained. He said, listen, this is what it is. Yes.
I think he's also referring to that level, that kind of weak is required to have that vision.
Say that again.
I'm not quite sure how to phrase it, but I guess the little thing of in order to have the vision, you have to give up power. You have to give up that way of seeing.
Yes, but that's too complicated. Here they are pointing out the weakness to them of this listening to outsiders. You big you, think about being influenced by something from outside which doesn't look powerful. They're referring to that. He will say, no. You're mistaken because, first of all, when it comes to inspiration, nobody knows how it happens. You remember I said this inspiration helped me a lot because in art we know a lot about it, and it's quite comparable with the wahy, means when God talks to prophet. Something happens over there which is almost the same. Here he talks about that inspiration, but inspiration which is coming directly from God, therefore it will open your eyes. It doesn't make you powerful. God will not give you powers. Guess why? You have enough. Oh, you have even more than you could think of. The power of the human being is unimaginable.